Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy first day of December. I'm Jonathan Linden, in for Elizabeth Arkalian. Every year, NPR puts together its Books We Love list. This year's list has over 380 books.
So what we get is a pretty wide and eclectic mix of books.
We speak with NPR's Andrew Limbong, who shares some of his favorite books. That conversation in just a moment.
Is Fresno better off than it used to be? I'm Carrie Klein, associate editor here at KVPR. In 2005, the city was found to have some of the highest poverty rates in the country. Data show the city's economy has improved since then, but has that been everyone's experience? If you live or work in Fresno, we want to hear from you. Please take 5 minutes to fill out a survey and help inform some upcoming reporting. Find it at kvpr.org/Fresno Survey.
And now to our feature story. We are now in the midst of the holiday season, and if you're still looking for that perfect gift for your family member or friend, NPR has got you covered. KVPR is part of the NPR network. And NPR recently released its annual Books We Love list. This year, they have put together over 380 titles, ranging from memoirs, cookbooks, and even short stories. Andrew Limbong is a reporter with NPR and hosts their Book of the Day podcast. He joined me to discuss this year's list. He first talked to me about how NPR goes about putting the list together.
So every year we email everybody at NPR. So not just the culture desk, not just the books team, not just our, you know, book critics, but literally everyone at NPR and ask them what their favorite books they've read this year were, right? And so we're talking producers, editors, we got people in on the business side, people in the finance department, like every department, you know, departments I don't really like, people I don't work with on a day-to-day basis, really. And so what we get is a pretty wide and eclectic mix of books, right? Which is what I said, the size is sort of the point. And I know that 380 number sounds intimidating, but there are these filters on the side that can help you narrow down what you like. You know, there's obviously fiction and nonfiction, but there's also for sports lovers, or there's like stuff for a book club ideas, or there's a filter for seriously great writing. There's filters for short books or long books. And so you can really narrow down, you know, to find the books that fit your personal preference, or if you're buying for somebody else, obviously, for their reading tastes.
And you guys list kids' books as well, right?
Yeah. We have a couple kids' books on there, and then kind of spanning the range. So for like little toddler kids to like YA to middle grade. And so it runs the gamut.
Well, yeah, that's very helpful. I have a niece and nephew, so I'll definitely have to look at some of those. But for those who
this is a great tool, honestly, for like the last minute, like, oh, I forgot, we had that birthday party today.
Yeah, the holidays are coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
So for those who might not know, you host NPR's Book of the Day podcast, and I know mm-hmm. this year you recommended 7 books for this year's list. What is your process for narrowing down all your favorite books after reading so many?
What I think about it, how I approach this list is, if I'm still thinking about a book come October, November, right? Then that's a strong indicator. Because I read a lot of books that I have to for my job, and there's some books I like and some books I like less, but they're still important to cover. But if I'm still thinking about it, if I'm still chewing about it, if there's something about it still, if it comes up to me while I'm just like out and about running errands, that means it's really speaking to me, you know? Like one of the books that's on my list is Tilt by Emma Petit. This is a book about a woman. She is super duper pregnant. She's at an IKEA running an errand when an earthquake hits, right? And she's got to get back home, essentially. And the book, plot-wise, it's that simple. It's person has to get from point A to point B, and there are a few sort of earthquake-related obstacles in the way. But what it's also is a kind of interesting exploration into motherhood, into parenting, into class. There's a lot in this book about the keeping up with the Joneses of parenthood and of parenting, right? Where you kind of feel societally pressured to buy the bajillion dollar baby stroller, or else your kid dies or something, you know? And so, you know, it's just an interesting exploration to all these ideas. But I was thinking about it because I was recently at an IKEA running an errand and thinking about like, oh, damn, if I had to dip out of here real quick, what would my strategy be? And then I was also just thinking about the sort of points that were brought up in this book. And so that's an indicator that something is sticking around to me.
Mm. And you kind of hinted at it just right now, but what do you look for in a good book? What are some of the features you're looking for? Maybe it is just like what you mentioned, there's just something that kind of hooks you in and wants you to keep going back to it.
That's true. I think this is my personal taste. I am invested in a beautiful sentence, right? Like my personal taste in books, if I were to like show you like my quote unquote all timers, they're kind of thin plot wise. It's a lot of them are just like, oh, some character's kind of bummed out walking around being sad, you know, but the way that it's presented, the ideas being expressed and honestly, on a sentence level structure, there's beautiful writing. And that's the stuff that really impresses me. One of those books that fits that category that I recommended was Among Friends by Hal Ebbett. This is a book about these two friends who've been, you know, buddies for a long time. And as they get a little older, they spend a weekend together with their families, you know, in a vacation house, right? You know, it's like when it's like, oh, let's get the kids together. We'll hang out. We'll grill. The kids will play. Da, da, da. Something very bad happens about a third of the way through that sort of unravels their friendship. But on a sentence by sentence structure, this, you know, Hal Ebbett, debut novelist, he is cooking. He's taking these big swings. And I'll admit, 100% of it, he doesn't have a perfect, you know, batting average. Who does, right? Some of the swings are misses and a little too flowery. But when they hit, they hit. And that's really what attracts me.
I'm curious to know, too, if there was a book that you thought you might not like, maybe when you were first getting into it, but that you actually really enjoyed it.
Not to double dip, but I did not like the first chapter of Among Friends. I brought it up because I thought it was like, oh, it's a bit much, right? The prose, what's the phrase? Like the prose is too purple, right? There's a lot of purple prose in it. It was like overly heated.
Yeah.
But I kept working. I gave it another shot and then like one sentence hit me and then another one hit me and it kept, you know, giving me just like these nuggets. Another book I think along those lines is The Rest of Our Lives by Ben Markowitz. That was a Booker nominee this year. This is about a guy who he finds out his wife has cheated on him, but he decides to stay with her until they're empty nesters, until they drop their youngest daughter off to college. And so once he does that, once he drops his youngest off to college, he goes on this sort of like indefinite road trip, right? And there's a lot of discourse in books world these days about like men and literature and like, how come men aren't reading anymore? Or it's like, why don't men read? Da, da, da. And what does it mean that men don't read serious literary fiction? Blah, 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 which kind of annoyed me. And I thought that this book was going to be one of those like, here's my statement about men and reading. but it's not. It's this really intimate story about a man just traveling, trying to find an answers to what went wrong with his marriage, with his life, and where he's going. It's a small story. It's not trying to make any big societal statement, but it's a really lovely and kind of oddly warm, you know, concerning its subject matter.
So this kind of ties into what you were just saying. So if I'm perfectly honest, I'm not much of a bookworm. Most of my reading mm-hmm. tends to be news reports these days. I'm the producer of this podcast. Yes. Yep. I know you can relate. Yeah. So if there's a listener that is maybe like me and maybe not that big of a book reader, how would you encourage them to go out and find something for them to read, I guess?
That's what makes the Books We Loved tool work, right? Because if none of the books I mentioned sound appealing to you, that's the whole point. There's mm-hmm. 350 other ones, right?
There's
a lot of options. There's something in there for you, right? If you're more, there's a lot of crime and thriller books on the list, right? I'm thinking of King of Ashes by S.A. Cosby. This is a Southern Gothic crime fiction novel about a family who runs a crematorium that gets wrapped up into some sort of drug criminal ring. And so I feel like whenever I hit a reading slump, I look for a nice pulpy thriller to read, and that gets me sort of back into the swing of things.
And if our listeners want to check out this year's list, Andrew, where can they go?
They can head to npr.org/bestbooks.
NPR's Andrew Limbong, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And that's today's show. If you have feedback or a story idea for Central Valley Daily, we would love to hear from you. Email podcast@kvpr.org. Today's episode was produced by me, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Jonathan Linden. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.